The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, for those who suffer with hay fever, this weekend was an outright attack on the system for those who have it. It was a perfect storm with summer sunshine and a light breeze, shifting pollen in the bucket loads around the place. And to tell us why some people are so badly affected and how to alleviate the symptoms, I'm joined now by Dr. Isolde Sheehan, Clinical Director with Allergy Ireland. Good evening to you, Isolde. It was a bad weekend because I have several hay fever sufferers in my own house and they were all sneezing and runny eyes and going mad with it. So is it just that we're in the thick of pollen season, or is this any particular reason why this weekend was tricky?
Good evening. We're in the middle of pollen season. And like you said, we've had sort of a couple of lovely days of warm, sunny, dry weather. And on top of that, a light breeze. And that is just the perfect environment to disperse pollen. So we also will be seeing at this time of year, it's more so grass pollen that's high. But also we do have the additional tree pollen, which is still at a moderate level. So particularly for those people who have an allergy to both tree pollen and grass pollen, they would really be experiencing symptoms.
Yeah, I had some of my relations were over to my house yesterday afternoon for dinner, and they were practically all trading, my sons and my niece, trading antihistamines with each other because they were all struggling with it. In terms of those who have it, know they have it because it's you can be under no illusion really about it. But in terms of what people can do, can we start first of all with the non-medical interventions, like the practical stuff that people should think about doing if they do suffer?
Yeah, look, absolutely. So the first thing would be, like if you are out and about on those high pollen count days, ideally knowing that it is a high pollen count day so that you can take the appropriate measures. So keeping an eye on that using MedErin. But separately to that, look, if you have been out and about and you've been exposed to pollen, when you come indoors, you want to make sure that you're showering, changing your clothes, washing hair. So don't be walking around with that pollen still stuck to you. And that also goes for clothes that may be hanging out on the line or bed sheets hanging out in the line, making sure not to bring those back indoors. Wearing wraparound sunglasses have been shown to definitely keep some more of the pollen out of the eyes compared to normal sunglasses or obviously nothing. Over the eyes, and then cleaning out the nose using saline is very effective at least reducing that pollen load. So that could be in the form of a saline spray or a saline rinse into the nasal cavity. But I suppose the sort of avoidance measures that I'm talking about there, they are effective to a degree, but usually even if you sort of, you know, do your absolute best with those measures, you can still experience symptoms when you do have an allergy.
Okay. So literally the pollen, you mentioned washing the hair and everything. I'm presuming from that what you're saying is it'll kind of stick to anything and kind of, because it is a sort of a fine powder, and then linger around with you. So you have to try and take these sorts of measures. Is it worth doing things like keeping doors and window closed? Very hard to do in sunny weather.
Yeah, like, I mean, look, we know that pollen rises as the sun rises. So ideally, sort of the morning time and the evening time, you want to try and keep those windows closed if you can. If you were going to open them, sort of nighttime would be best, or actually midday, where often we think that wouldn't be a great time to have the window open. But when the sun is sort of at its highest, the pollen is often at its highest as well. But for those really who suffer a lot, I mean, on those really particularly high pollen count days, having the windows closed would be better. And actually, I must mention also, just from the point of view of pets, so cats and dogs who have a sort of, you know, particularly the sort of fluffy furry coated ones, can also carry pollen on them. So just during the pollen season, making sure that they're being groomed frequently.
Goodness. So what about people talking about putting things like Vaseline up their nose to catch the pollen? Any use in doing that?
Yeah, I mean, look, it may help to capture some of the pollen as you're breathing in. But, you know, on its own, it's not going to prevent hay fever.
OK. And then moving on to the more medical treatments, what should people do and what should people use?
Yeah, so for the very mild symptoms, and some people will just experience these. So this might be like sneezing, itchy nose, those sorts of symptoms, maybe itchy ears or itchy palate. for those symptoms, oral antihistamines are usually more than enough. And so talking to your local pharmacy or pharmacist about that is the best sort of way forward. But for those who experience maybe nasal congestion, so blocked up nose or sinus symptoms, and particularly those who have asthma or eczema, because during pollen season those can worsen, it's usually a good idea to talk to your GP or if possible an allergy doctor, so that you get a better sort of tailored plan towards to sort of manage your symptoms. So there are different nasal sprays that can be used, sort of steroid, corticosteroid ones, or combination ones that have antihistamines in them also. And then there are different eye drops, and there are also are some oral medications that can be given as well during the pollen season.
Interesting question for you from Kathy. She says, I don't suffer from allergies in Spain, only in Ireland. So this is, I think, probably an Irish person, but when she goes on holidays to Spain or lives in Spain, it's not an issue, only here. Are we particularly predisposed towards it here?
It depends where she's residing in Spain. So what I would say is, like, if you're close to the coast, and this is the same in Ireland, you're going to get less exposure to pollen because of the offshore breeze or wind. And so it might be that when we actually do go overseas to the likes of Spain, that we tend to be closer to the sea for the most part. Mm. I suppose also I would say, yes, we do have a lot of grass and trees in Ireland. We are a very green country as well. So we do experience quite high pollen counts. And there are different types of pollens in different countries as well. And it may be that she is more allergic to the pollens in Ireland than she is the pollens overseas.
Okay. Maybe last question for you, Isolt. I know in my own family, because they're all a little bit atopic with the kind of asthma, eczema, hay fever, triad. Sometimes antihistamines haven't been enough for mine to actually get any of those things under control, and they've had to use something like an antileukotriene, like Montelukast. Is that true of many people outside my own circle?
Montelukast is part of the asthma protocol, and particularly for those who also experience allergic rhinitis or hay fever symptoms, it can be an add-on medication as well. Obviously not every individual who suffers with hay fever would need a strong medication like that, but it can be a really effective medication for some for some individuals.
It's the only thing that gets the streaming eyes under control in whatever way my lot are built. But look, thank you very much for that top advice for people. I've no doubt many people are glued to it because it is in the middle of pollen season. But that is Dr. Isolt Sheen, Clinical Director of Allergy Ireland.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.